Welcome to the Part-Time Money Podcast, Episode 21, Making Extra Money by Entering Online Video Contests. I'm your host, Philip Taylor, creator of PT Money Personal Finance. The Part-Time Money Podcast is designed to help you discover new and interesting ways to make extra money and to learn the ins and outs of those money-making methods. Not from me, but from the people who are actually doing the work. Along the way, hopefully you can pick up a few entrepreneurial skills to help you in whatever money-making pursuit you take on. All right, today I'm here with my friend Matthew Fletcher. And Matthew has been making some part-time money on the side with a website called Tongle.com. And Tongle is all about contest, online contest, and specifically, I think, video contest. And I'll let Matthew explain it a little more, but to date, he's won over, looks like $11,000 by working with Tongle. So I know there's a lot of listeners to the podcast who like to get into do online contests, video contests, stuff like this. And so, you know, we're going to be talking today with a guy who's really done it and really made some money out of it. So welcome, Matthew.
Thanks, Philip.
Yeah. My first question, Matthew, is the same every time. It's what motivated you to want to start making some extra money with Tongle.com?
Well, first, I've been carrying a load of debt in my adult life, and it seems like the more money I make, even in my career, whatever I'm doing, my debt kind of increases as much as my salary does, so I can't seem to shake debt. And I thought, well, maybe there's a way to bring in some additional income that I could put specifically towards my debt. Mm-hmm. And so I came across Tongle. I thought that maybe contesting might be a way. I had won a contest a couple years ago for this brand of hummus called Sabra Hummus, mm-hmm. which is pretty good. It's up here in the Northeast. And I shot a commercial for them, and I won. And I won a cruise through the Mediterranean and a year's supply of Sabra hummus.
Wow.
And from there, I kind of got the contest bug, and I started exploring online what other contests there were, and that's when I came across Tongle and all of their contests that they have on. And they have an ongoing list, a rotation of contests to create commercials for really big brands, Benjamin Moore Paint, Mattel, really notable brands, and so that's how I first discovered them.
Okay, and what? Give us a time frame. How long ago was that?
I came across Tongle at the end of 2010, and that's when I started first entering their contests.
Oh wow! So just 8 months' time.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. This whole contest thing for me. I mean, I won the hummus contest a couple of years ago, but the whole contesting idea of getting out of debt is pretty recent. It's very 2011.
Gotcha. Now, Tongle, I think you said this, but are they mainly video contests for big brands?
The end result is creating commercial. What's neat about Tongle and what distinguishes them from other video contests is that they have what they call a creative democracy, where people can weigh in at any point in the creative process to try to win money. So it's a phased process. Mm. First, there'll be a creative brief sent from the company. Let's say I'll use one in particular that I happened to win on, which was for Mattel. They had a Barbie campaign for a commercial.
Okay.
And so they sent out a creative brief that they wanted to bring to life their new campaign, which was called I Can Be, which talks about girls having aspirations to be whatever they want to because they played with Barbies. Now, the first round of the contest was writers could submit creative concepts for a commercial in like 250 words or less. You submit a concept, and those are judged, and the top five win and win money. Mm-hmm. And the second round is video people can take any of the top five winners and produce those into actual commercials.
I see.
So now that's where I picked up on that one. And I chose the first place winner for that one and shot the commercial, and I actually won that contest. And so that was how I was able to participate in it. And they have a number of different things. You can create different kinds of pitches, or you can guess as well. You can guess the rankings of people and win money on that. So there's all these different kinds of ways that you can involve yourself that to win money that aren't specifically shooting a commercial.
Right. What type of individual you think could have some success on Tongle? What kind of skill set?
Definitely creative types,
mm-hmm.
Writers, directors, people who know how to work a camera. They also, I think those are the two major things, but then they also are creating a kind of like a Facebook society up there,
mm-hmm.
or a networking, social networking place where you can connect with other people in your area. So let's say you need an audio guy and you live in Brooklyn, well, maybe there's some audio guy on there who, you know, is wanting to work on a project, or maybe you're in L.A. and you need a hair and makeup person to do this commercial. Well, you can connect that way as well. So that's starting to develop as well. So I think any kind of writing, production, anyone in that world could get involved.
I see. What does Tongle mean?
Tongle, I believe, is an anagram, like all the letters have gotten switched around and they've formed a new word. I don't know what the original word was,
okay.
But they switched it around.
Okay.
I don't know what it was.
I'll look it up.
I know it's an anagram. Yeah.
Okay. I'll look it up and post it on the blog.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. So besides Tongle, I know that's not the only place you're doing some work. I noticed you have a website, and the website is at contestsforayear.blogspot.com. Tell me a little bit about that project and what all that's about.
Contests for a Year is a year-long experiment that I've committed myself to enter a contest every day in an effort to win money so I can get out of debt and out of corporate America.
Wow.
So I started this when I started winning on Tongle and thought, you know, there might be something to trying to just win contests all the time rather than work a real 9-to-5 job. And I was kind of hoping that could happen. And so I was thinking, well, maybe it can. And if it can, then let me try it. So I was like, all right, well, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. And there was a whole slew of people a couple years ago. If you do something every day for a year, then you write a book about it and you get on Oprah. Like, that's kind
right.
of how the formula went. And I thought, well, I should try to do something every day for a year, and then I'll write a book about it. And I know Oprah's not around anymore, but maybe I'll end up on the Gayle King show or something like that, or Ellen
yeah.
or something. But it really was, you know, it's a fun experiment. It's often really challenging because I have to find the contest, something that I actually want to win, and then find something relevant to write about. I try to make the blog entertaining and relevant to what's going on in my life, not just about information on the contest itself, though I always post a link to the contest so that other people can enter too. But, you know, it's an outlet for me to stay creative when I'm not working and when I'm in between jobs because I'm a freelancer. So it gives me a little bit of structure, helps me to stay writing, and and it's actually helped me pay down about a third of my debt. So it's been a really cool opportunity.
That's great, yeah. Well, talk a little bit about the freelancing work you do, and maybe just give us some perspective on how you sort of find time to do the different projects. Maybe give us a typical day when you do your contests, when you do the blog posts, when you work on some of your freelancing stuff, stuff like that.
Cool. You know, it's different every day. I'm really I left corporate America, my 9-to-5, last year. My work-life balance was just getting really out of whack, and was finding myself, you know, on my BlackBerry. It was like a ball and chain, and it was really, it just was starting to become, I thought, kind of unhealthy. And I know that a lot of people experience that. And I just, there was kind of a breaking point for me, where I made the decision that I needed to get out of this corporate structure and try to figure out another way to kind of make it all happen. So I decided that freelancing was, you know, an possibility, and I started to freelance around August of last year. And I didn't really know what that looked like or meant exactly. And so I just kind of, with blind faith, went into it. And so I am a creative director. I produce corporate events for different companies. And basically that's, you know, there'll be different meetings that companies have for sales representatives or store managers, and they'll bring everybody together for a 3-day seminar, you know, at a hotel or something. And it's my job to creatively direct that with a theme and produce videos and help write scripts and hire musicians and kind of put a whole creative wrapper on the event. So
yeah,
that's what I get hired to do. And so a typical day like today was, you know, a conference call with a client. I Skyped in, had the call. Then they decompress on their side, and then they give me some notes, and then they have me do some more work. All the while, I'm kind of, you know, looking around, seeing what contests are happening on the internet. There are a few different websites that I go to in the downtime of the Skype, since they can't always see me. That sounds so deceptive. That's just what happened today. You know, I'm like floating between tabs on my Safari. And yeah, so then I find a contest, something that's, I've been trying to do ones that are actually contests, not sweepstakes more, because there are a bazillion sweepstakes out there that you can enter. You know, everybody's got sweepstakes, Coca-Cola, Dove, Starburst, Doritos. You just enter your information, and then it kind of goes into the ether, and maybe you're going to win something, but the chances are about as slim as the lottery. So I try to find ones where there's, like, you know, today was doing a caption for a photo, and it happened to be from, like, some black and white Brady Bunch movie, and you can win the first season of The Twilight Zone. Do I want the first season of The Twilight Zone? No, I mean, why not, I guess. But it was the contest I could source today. There are fewer contests than there are sweepstakes out there, for sure.
Right.
So I did the, before this call, actually, I plugged in my little phrase under the picture. I uploaded it to their website. I think we find out later this week. And after this, after my phone call with you, I'm going to blog about it.
Gotcha. Awesome. So talk about where you find some of these contests.
There are a number of different websites that aggregate contests from all over. So you can, if you just type in contests and sweepstakes into Google or whatever search engine you want to, there will be individual contests here and there, but there are also these, you know, kind of big collective websites that will break it down for you, and list things by, like, cash and dream vacations and sweepstakes, and some of the subheadings are contests as well, and that's where I try to go, because I feel like my chances of winning are better if I'm entering a contest. Fewer people enter, and there's some skill involved in that for sure. But yeah, there's one about.com, I think, that's affiliated with the New York Times, and there's one, I think, that's just called contestandsweepstakes.com. So there are a few of them that are my go-tos to find a contest.
Yeah, awesome. So for folks who may be interested in doing this, what when you see a contest, what are some of the things that are attractive to you about it in terms of, hey, I could probably win this, I have a better chance of winning this, so I'm going to take – this is going to be the one I do today. What are some of the things that rise to the top as being an attractive contest for you?
Well, the prize is always key. like with Tongle, it's cash, and cash is great. I mean, I've also won random things as well, like bounce dryer sheets, and I won a download of the jingle to the Hot Pockets commercial. I mean, I'm like, what am I going to do with these things? But nonetheless, I have them. So cash is always great. And that, you know, if there's a great cash prize, usually, like, you know, for the Barbie commercial, that was my big win so far, and that one I won $10,000 for. That requires some effort and, like, planning. You know, that took me about a month to execute, from concepting to producing, getting the cameras and all those elements in place. So that can take a little time. But, you know, there are contests. There was one for there are contests all the time where you can write, like, little jingles or taglines, and you can win some serious prizes. There was a trip to Paris for writing for this woman's product, and if you wrote the right jingle, you won a trip to Paris, or you just wrote the right blurb. So, you know, I think you can balance it out with the level of the prize with the level of the effort, and that can often determine which one I'll enter, because some of these can get super involved. They also have these ones where you have to do voting contests, where you can get a certain number of people to vote for your picture or jingle or whatever it is, and those become popularity contests. And those can make you sweat, because you just go around, like, reaching out to all your Facebook friends, everybody you've ever emailed in your life, and saying, please vote for me for some, it felt like a marathon. I was doing it. I won a $25 gift card for this snowman photo contest I entered, and I was sweating bullets at the end there. It was nuts. It can really ignite some kind of competitive / addictive edge. And there's a whole world of people out there, actually. They're making a TLC show about it right now. I think it's called Contesting or Contesters, about people who, that's what they do. They spend 6, 7, 8 hours a day just entering contests. And it's a full-time job, and they win lots of stuff. So I think they're primarily entering sweepstakes. So I think that, you know, you can pick and choose what you want to do, but just know that the ones that have a little bit of skill involved are the ones that are more likely to pay off.
That's great. So what's been your winning percentage this year? You've entered, looks like, 220 times. So how many have you won?
I think I've won it's a real sad percentage, quite frankly. If I look at it, I was thinking about that. I think it might be 1%, actually. I think I've won 20, something like that. Or is that 10%?
Yeah, that's 10%.
10%. All right, 10% is better than 1%. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have about a 10% winning average right now.
That's pretty good.
Okay.
That makes it worth your time, it would seem like.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, I think I agree with you on the video contest deal. The higher the bar of effort, the odds, you know, I've entered some video contests where there just weren't that many people who entered. And, you know, you really could have a good chance there. I actually won back in 07, I believe, or maybe I think it was 07, the fall of 07 or 08. I won a video contest with one of the online banks. I did a video rap about their savings account and or how I was paying myself first. That's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
I had a video rap about that, and a buddy of mine was really good with video editing, and we produced the rap and made a little video with it, and we won $5,000 out of it. So it was
sweet.
Yeah, it was great. But I can definitely relate, and there, you know, I knew that if we put together something halfway decent, you know, we had a really good shot, and we just happened to kind of capture something that was, I think, pretty funny at the same time. So yeah, we ended up winning. But
yeah, I think there's, I think you make two good points here. One, the pool for these video contests is fairly small. Except there are a couple really big ones. There are a couple really big contests where they get hundreds of entries. But for the most part, I'm talking about like anywhere between 30 and 80 submissions. So. And usually on the even closer to the 30 side. So the pool is pretty small. And I think one of the things, you know, you were talking about, you know, you did it yourself and your buddy who edited it. you know, they're not always looking for the most highly produced stuff. If they wanted that, they would be going to a company who does that. So, like, they're looking for user-generated content that can go viral, that's like YouTube-like sometimes, that's going to, like, create a kind of fun splash, or give them, they're using it to source ideas that then they'll take to a professional agency to have those done.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I say that just because maybe people would be discouraged, oh, you know, I don't have the right tools, I don't know. There's a lot of stuff that gets noted or wins some money that's not the most, that's not the best produced stuff in the world. So it's definitely worth a shot. You never know.
That's excellent advice. Any other tips or tricks you can give folks for who want to enter some contests to make some money?
Visit my blog, because I always have new contests every single day, and that's contestforayear.blogspot.com. And, you know, I think to have fun with it. It's, you know, and don't take it too seriously. It's about, you know, some potential income, and it's about being creative and finding an outlet to express that creativity. So, you know, they're sometimes looking for some fun, crazy ideas, and I think there's advice for myself as well. You know, don't limit yourself. Think really outside of the box, and be really playful when you come up with these things.
Awesome. Good stuff, Matthew. Well, thanks so much for being on with me. How can folks find out more about you and your contest? Maybe give that URL again so folks can go check out your site.
Absolutely. You can visit my website at contestsforayear.blogspot.com. I'm about two-thirds of the way through it now on day 220, and I'm going to keep going through January something and maybe beyond. But please come see me, and I'd love to get some comments on there and enter the contest there, and I hope somebody wins off something that I post up there. That'd be great.
Awesome. Great, Matthew. Well, good luck, man. This was super interesting. I hope you do well with the rest of the year, and hope you can knock out some more of that debt and have
you.
Some more fun, man. So I really appreciate you being on. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, Philip. It's been great.
That does it for this week's episode. Thanks so much for listening. You can find more episodes at ptmoney.com or on iTunes under the Part-Time Money Podcast. See you guys next week.